With SRN News, I'm Jackson Walker. U.S. economy rebounding from a slight first quarter downturn. In an upgrade from its first estimate, the Commerce Department now says the U.S. gross domestic product expanded at a 3.3% annual pace from April through June. The Labor Department says fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week, as employers appear to be holding on to their workers as the nation's economy continues to grow. Applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 23rd dropped 5,000 down to 229,000. United States is sending more arms to Ukraine as efforts to secure a negotiated settlement.
The State Department says the Trump administration has approved $825 million in arms sales to Ukraine, funded by NATO allies and U.S. foreign military financing. That'll include extended-range missiles and related equipment. The sale was announced as Russia continues to step up attacks, launching a bombardment against Kyiv that killed and wounded dozens of people. The Kremlin said Russia remains interested in continuing talks, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the major aerial attack shows Putin is choosing ballistics instead of real steps towards peace. I'm Jennifer King.
Investigation continues in Minneapolis following the deadly church shooting. Two kids are dead, 18 more wounded, including three adults. Hennepin Healthcare trauma surgeon John Gakin says it's tough treating so many children with gunshot wounds.
Taking care of one child that's injured is difficult. Eight of them is nearly impossible, but it happened yesterday.
Treasury Department wants U.S. financial institutions to monitor for suspected Chinese money laundering networks handling funds used to fuel the flood of fentanyl. This is SRN News. A transgender problem at a religious school.
Roanoke College in Virginia, which is affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, is accused of letting a man join the women's swimming team. The Virginia Attorney General is investigating whether the school is in violation of Title IX and the Virginia Human Rights Act. Officials at Roanoke College say they didn't have a policy in place when the man joined the team and have since kicked him off, much to the relief of his female teammates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Vietnam raiding another house church. A group of about 20 Christians were worshiping in the Day 2 district when police cut power to the building. They crashed in, arrested three people, including the owner. Open Doors says this is all part of a new trend in Nam, adding, quote, "Most alarming is the increased oppression they see of unregistered churches." This is SRN News. More than 750,000 pressure washers are being recalled.
Ryobi brand electric pressure washers are sold at retailers like Home Depot. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says in certain models, a capacitor can overheat and burst, causing parts to be forcefully ejected. There have been 41 reports of explosions that resulted in 32 injuries and/or fractures to fingers, hands, face, and eyes. Anyone who owns the now recalled pressure washers are being told to stop using them right away. A free repair kit is available, which includes a replacement capacitor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Two minority owners of the NBA's Phoenix Suns have sued the team and the controlling owner, Matt Ishbia, to access records in investigating the team's business as well as the team's financial status. More details at srnnews.com.